Well, here he is, Adam Pengilly, and you saw him on Friday. I missed you, Adam. I had to shoot off quickly. Good morning.
Been out at the golf all weekend. G'day, Adam.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. We had a good winner out there. He was just too good for him, wasn't he, Jason Scrivener?
Yeah, he was. He was fantastic.
Scrivener, sorry.
And it's hard to imagine. He's had about 150 professional starts, I think it is, without winning a tournament. So it was great for him to break through yesterday. It was a bit of a non-event on the back nine yesterday.
Yeah.
Like he said, he was always in control yesterday. As a few of his rivals sort of fell by the wayside. Very understated guy. Not a lot of emotion about him, but you could tell he was reasonably happy to get his first professional win. And he's... And probably the main story out of him for the week is he's not playing in the Australian Open this week. He was a tie for fourth last year at Royal Sydney, but the Australian Open clashes with the Hong Kong Open this year, and he's heading back to Hong Kong where he's had a bit of success the last 2 years and won't be playing at the Australian this week.
Oh, that's a bit of a... Would have been lovely to see him go forward. We're going to chat with him later on. We'll find out exactly what's happening there and what's happening with Lloyd Williams' stable. Owner, trainer, chairman, CEO. What is he, Adam?
What's not happening with Lloyd Williams' stable at the moment, TK? I thought we'd all be talking about the win of the Taj Mahal in the Classic on Saturday at Sandown. He obviously beat Almanzan. Lloyd had the Quinella in the race. But all anyone wants to talk about after his interview with the boys on this station yesterday is the fact that he's declared himself as the head trainer, the chief executive, the chairman of the stable, which everyone knows, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's always been a bit of a sore issue in racing circles, the fact that Lloyd's never had to take out a trainer's license himself. Of course, Robert Hickman has stood down as the official head trainer at Masterton Lodge after the weekend. He's expected to be replaced by Liam Howley, who should have his application to be the trainer sort of granted by the Racing Victoria sub-licensing committee this week. But yeah, it was a bizarre interview by Lloyd yesterday. I've never really heard him describe himself as the head trainer in the past. And a lot of people in the racing industry have been up in arms, for want of a better expression, over the last 24 hours once hearing that, and saying, well, if other high-profile owners need to get a trainer to look after their horses, Lloyd obviously, he virtually claimed he trains these horses himself. So why doesn't Lloyd have a trainer's license himself?
Why doesn't he?
It's a very good question, TK. I'm probably not the best person to answer that.
Well, and I'm not saying this has got nothing to do with Lloyd Williams, but if you haven't got a trainer's license, you can't be suspended or disqualified, can you?
Well, as an owner, you're bound by the rules of racing.
Well, you can't, not obviously. As a trainer anyway.
Yeah, exactly right. So the trainer is the first person that's sort of in the gun, so to speak, if there is any issue with the stable, if it's a positive swab or anything like that. So I don't know, we've been talking about this for 20 or 25 years. The issue doesn't seem to go away, but I've just never heard Lloyd speak in that forthright terms like he did yesterday, which was a little bit bizarre to me.
And John Sadler, mate, centre of two inquiries from Sandown.
Yeah, it was a bizarre day of Sandown flats on and off the track, probably more so off the track. Before the race meeting, Stewart's actually scratched one of his horses, Observational, from the Eclipse Stakes later in the day. Now, they claim that the horse had elevated PCO2 levels on Friday, which they allege can only sort of come from the horse being treated within one clear day of racing. You can't actually treat a horse within 24 hours of race day, one clear day. John is adamant that that wasn't the case. Sort of opened an inquiry into that. But then after that, he went and confronted stewards in the stewards' room before race three. Stewards alleged he used some abusive and threatening language, and they've opened a separate inquiry into that. So, yeah, plenty of drama surrounding John Sadler at Sandown on Saturday. Both those inquiries have been adjourned to a date to be fixed, and we'll wait to hear more from those.
Did they hear that, mate, or was it lip read?
No, I think they heard it. I know you've been discussing the lip reading throughout the day with Michael Checker, but it was face-to-face in the stewards' room in their vicinity, so I don't think there was any lip reading on this occasion.
Yeah, I don't think John would have left it in any doubt.
No, exactly.
And, mate, some really good performances at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday, but Interlocutor, terrible name, I think, but very good horse.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good meeting at Rosehill on Saturday, TK. He's a very promising horse.
Yeah.
The big question mark is now what they're going to do with him. He arguably should be unbeaten this preparation. Remember, he lost that race on Protest first up. He's won his last three. He should be four from four, really, this prep. Ty Anglin sort of suggested he might have just slightly lost his turn of foot over 1,900 metres on Saturday. He was a $1.50 favourite, and he won comfortably enough, but didn't put a huge margin on him like a few people expected him to. Whether he comes back for the Villiers Stakes, which is obviously the headline race of the summer, I'm not too sure. Personally, I'd love to see him running the Villiers Stakes in a few weeks' time. That'll give him the option, if he does win that race, to go towards the Doncaster. And he just might be a better horse over a mile, but I think he's much, much better than sort of a late carnival off-season grey, which is what we're seeing at the moment. So I think he can measure up in some group races whether it's later in his preparation of Villiers or early next year in the Autumn Carnival, or maybe even through the winter in Brisbane next year.
Okay, so you'll keep the couple of hats on, mate. You'll be doing the Aussie Open this week as well?
Oh, I'll be heading out to the golf later today. If you want to be arriving in town and practice rounds, I should be looking forward to it. Jordan Spieth, Jason Day in town. Should be a great tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We look forward to it, the Emirates Australian Open.